Hey, welcome to the Noble Wise Men podcast, where anything is possible all through Christ. I'm your host, Kevin Leon, and I'm just an ordinary guy whose life was transformed by someone truly extraordinary. I believe that no one is too far gone, and it's never too late to start changing our thoughts and our behaviors for the better. The Noble Wise Men podcast is a Christian podcast created to help young men in the pursuit of truth, virtue, values, morals, mindsets, and perspectives. We release new episodes every single Monday. And you can visit us on our website at www.noblewisemen.com. There, you can find links to all of our social media. That way you can give us a follow and not miss out on any of our content. I also encourage you to leave a suggestion for any future topics that you would like me to discuss. And thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode, where I'm beginning a new series titled, What Does the Bible Say About This? Where I'll be going over different topics and discussing what the Bible has to say about it. So this week's episode, we're going to be talking about loneliness. Get right into it. All right, welcome back. Let's jump right on into it. So we're going to be starting this new series called What Does the Bible Say About This? So it's going to be a really super simple, really short episode type of series where I'll be going over just probably 3 to 5 verses, most likely 5 verses about a certain topic. That way I can discuss with you and share with things that you guys want to hear about. What sort of topic? What is it that the Bible says about this? In this case, for this week's episode, we're talking about loneliness. It could be, what does the Bible say about prosperity? What does the Bible say about making money? What does the Bible say about sadness, about brokenheartedness? What does the Bible say about success? You know, it could be all kinds of different things. It could be kind of wacky stuff. Like, what does the Bible say about dinosaurs? I mean, I don't know. Whatever you guys want to hear about, make sure to leave a suggestion in the comment section. And that way I'll be able to discuss different things, do some research, and give you an answer for what does the Bible say about this. So again, this week we're going to be talking about loneliness. And the first verse that we have to read is going to be Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So I really love this verse because, you know, when it comes to loneliness, there's a few different types of loneliness, right? It could be isolation, where people just kind of put themselves off to the side and they don't discuss with their coworkers. Maybe they don't have a job. They don't have any family around, don't have any friends. It could be romantic loneliness, where they don't have a significant other or a spouse. You know, it could be a multitude of different things when it comes to loneliness. And there are times where you can even feel alone, even though you're surrounded with people. I know of many stories of people who have been depressed or hurting or suicidal or whatever the case. And they may put on this front of joy, of happiness. They may put on this smile and be surrounded physically with people. But they themselves feel this overwhelming sense of loneliness from the inside. And that's something that can be a very dangerous and scary thing, because even to all those that are surrounding you, you don't feel, you know, you don't look like you're in any dismay. You don't look like you're in any dire need of help. But the person that's going through that, they feel this overwhelming sense of loneliness and isolation, even though really what's around them, it shows the opposite. So that's a whole different kind of loneliness. But I love this because it says, "Fear not, for I am with you." And for the prophet Isaiah, when we think about who was the prophet Isaiah, what is he speaking about, what is he writing to? He is a prophet of the Lord, and he is someone who's bringing the word of the Lord to the people. And this is one of the things where he shares what God is saying to his people. And God is saying in these verses, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That is a promise from the Lord. That is something that we can grab onto, take hold of, and stand firm on that promise, that no matter where it is that we go, no matter what it is that we're doing, our God is there with us. He is strengthening us, he is helping us, and he will see us to the other side. So this right here is a verse that oftentimes people go to try to seek comfort and try to seek solitude, I guess, when they're on shaky ground, when they're not feeling so well. It is one of those things where whenever fear may overcome you, whether it's fear of your future circumstances, if you're losing a job, if you're going through a breakup, whatever the case is, if you're struggling at school, fear not, for I am with you. That is a promise that the Lord has made to you. And another verse that we have here is Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39, which says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And this is another passage, this is another set of scriptures and, you know, several Bible verses that I love to read. Whenever I'm having, I would say, a difficult conversation with someone, whatever the case is, you know, this is something that if they don't know who God is, if it's like a very, how could you say, like a hot button topic, hot button issue, where it's something that causes a lot of divide, I always love to share this to set the tone, I guess you can say, for the conversation. Because whenever I have this sort of disagreement with somebody where I'm saying, you know, scripture says this, and this is what I believe is the truth, and whatever they believe is contrary to it, or like whenever it feels like we're going to get into some sort of argument, I love reading this to begin with, because it sets the tone where just because I disagree with you doesn't mean that I don't love you. And just because you're in a place right now where you disagree with the scriptures or you disagree with the word of God or what the Bible has to say, that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. And it's one of those things where they're two separate categories. The way that these verses finish off, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is where? That is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And why is that? Because Jesus died on a cross and he was resurrected 3 days later to pay the penalty for our sins. That is the ultimate sacrifice, that the man who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might receive salvation in his name. The Bible actually records in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us." That is how much love God has for us, that he sent his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He sent his son as a sacrifice for us. While we're still sinners, while we're still his enemies, doing things opposite of him, willfully going against his commands, he still sent his one and only son to die for us. That's how much love he has for us. So when you have someone who is in a situation where they don't feel like they are loved, whether it's by their friends, their family, those around them, whatever the case is, if they just have this, a lot of times, an irrational feeling of not being loved, because you're probably surrounded by people who do care for you, that they may not be able to express it or articulate it the way that they should or whatever the case is. But a lot of times we still cannot shake that feeling of being alone, of not being loved, of being someone that people don't care for. And it's so amazing, because if you're not in that place, if you're in a much better place, it could be so simple to turn someone's day around. It could be so simple to uplift someone's spirit who might be feeling that way, just by giving them a smile, saying hello, good morning, God bless you, nice to see you. You know, it's so easy to be kind. And granted, it's so easy to be mean and ruthless as well, but given the two alternatives, I would rather be kind. And I would hope that a lot of other people have that same kind of attitude and same kind of mentality, that in a world full of, it's like that old saying that they used to teach you in school, be the change that you want to see in the world, right? It's like, if you can't find a good person, be one. These are all sayings that are taught to you when you're growing up, but it's something that we sometimes forget. And I love that particular saying where it's like, if you look around, you can't find a good person. If you look around, you can't find a kind person, then go ahead and be one, right? It's like, you can always be and make a difference and make an impact on those around you if you just put in the effort to do so. But I love this because all these words that were found in these verses, it's all encompassing. There is no thing, nothing, height, depth, angels, demons, principalities, there's absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God that was demonstrated in the death of Jesus Christ and in his resurrection. And it's something that is beautiful. And again, I love to bring that up to set the tone in different kinds of conversations, just to let them know, like, hey, listen, we might be getting into a disagreement right now, whatever it is that we're going to be talking about. But just so you understand where I'm coming from, I want you to know that this is what the Bible says about you. And this is what the Bible says and what God says over your life, that there is nothing that you have done or that you can do to separate you from the love that God has for you. And then from that base, we can start and build on this kind of conversation that hopefully will ultimately lead them and point them to Christ. But I love that passage. I read it pretty often for people. But the next verse that I have for you is going to be found in Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 to 14, which says, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." These are more verses talking about that. Where is it that we can go, that we can hide from the Lord? Where is it that we can flee? And the answer to that is nowhere. The answer to that is that there's nowhere that we can go that God has not already been, or that he is not already present. He is everywhere. Especially in times of trouble, the Lord is present in those times. So a lot of times we find it when, if we're doing something that we know that we shouldn't be doing, if we're doing something wrong, if we're sinning in some sort of way, a lot of times, the same way that Adam and Eve, they covered themselves and they hid in the Garden of Eden, and they hid and tried to hide away from the Lord because of the sin that they committed, we often try to do the same exact thing, where if we commit a sin, we try to hide from God. Maybe we don't pray like we normally would because we feel ashamed, or we don't listen to worship music because we feel like we're undeserving. Whatever the case is, we almost like hide away from God because we feel like we don't have the right at this moment to be in relationship with him, to have a conversation with him, or whatever the case is. But as these verses show us, there's nowhere that we can go to flee from his presence. He is always present. But instead of trying to hide away and hide ourselves from the Lord, we should do as these verses say, because it says, "Surely, even though we try to hide in darkness, all these things will be revealed. Everything that is in the dark shall be brought to the light." And this says something similar to that effect right here. It says, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." God is light. Wherever he goes, he shines. He is the penetrating truth. He is the things that reveals all else. And it's one of those things where, you know, even this verse 14 is something that we often hear, maybe quoted sometimes, to show just how good God is with us. It says, "For you formed me in my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." And when we get into these moments where we feel isolated, where we feel alone, where we feel like we're by ourselves, we have to remember that God, from the beginning, created us. He knitted us in our mother's womb. He created us, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's one of those things where, again, that should give you this sense of value. That should give you this sense of worth, because the Lord, it wasn't just cookie cutter, put every single person together the same way how we all have our own unique fingerprints, the same way how every single snowflake that falls from the sky in the winter is all unique. God created each and every single one of us in our own uniqueness. He knitted together every single one of them. And as the verse says, wonderful are his works. So the next verse we're going to read is going to be found in Psalms 37, verses 17 to 19, which says, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." And again, these verses just go to show that there's going to be troubles and there's going to be tribulations. There's going to be difficult times in our life. Just because you're a follower of Christ, just because you're a Christian and you have a relationship with God, does not mean that your life is going to be simple, easy, breezy, beautiful, right? It's not how that is going to happen, and it's not how that's going to work. There's going to be difficult times that you go through. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be seasons of loneliness where you might feel alone. Even when God is with you, even when you're surrounded by other people, you still may have this feeling of being alone. But you have to know and understand and tell yourself that you are not alone, because you are a child of the living God. He is there with you. He is protecting you. He is upholding you. He is leading you and guiding you, and he will not leave you alone. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them and he delivers them out of all their troubles. He is near the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. I've heard it said that a lot of times when people come to Christ, a lot of times it comes out of some sort of heartbreak, whether it's from a relationship, whether it's from a death, whether it's from a loss, you know, whatever the case is. A lot of times when we're broken down and we have nothing else to give us peace, give us comfort, the Lord is there. And it really is a beautiful thing. And it's sometimes a little upsetting, sometimes a little sad. Not that it happens in this way, but when bad things happen to people, usually I find that one of two things occur. They either run to God for help, for peace, for comfort in their time of trouble, or they blame God and they curse him for that difficult time and they run away from him, not understanding that he is not the cause of these bad things, but he is there to help you through them as well. It's like if you have the same exact situation, the same exact difficult circumstance, would you rather go through it alone, or would you rather go through it with a God who sees you, who has been through it, who has suffered in every single kind of way, and who understands you? Would you rather go through it with him and have him help you along than just be on your own? And, you know, many different people might have different answers, but I would hope that the answer that they give would be to go through it with the Lord and to try to have some sort of relationship with him. And again, like we spoke about in last week's episode, it's one of those things where you really just have to taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, I can tell you all about it. I can tell you how awesome and how wonderful it is, but it's something that you have to go ahead and look for and search for yourself to really truly understand and know what it is that I'm talking about. And guys, I hope this episode has blessed you. I'm going to leave you off with one final verse about loneliness and about the Lord, because again, what I have to say is nowhere nearly as important as what God has to say. So I want to give you a final word from him, which is going to be found in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. And it says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you." And I think that is a powerful verse. It's not really one that is read often, I don't think. It's not really one that we really think of when we think of, like, for example, our favorite Bible verse or anything like that. But it is something that is very powerful, because essentially it's saying even a nursing mother who has her child right on her chest feeding him, even some nursing mothers will forget that they have their child right there that close to them. And yet God will never forget us. That might happen to a mother and her child, but the Lord will never forget you. And again, it's just a comforting verse that shows us that no matter what happens, no matter what we go through, where we are, the Lord is always with us. He will never forget us. He will never leave us or forsake us. So guys, God bless you. The Lord is with you. Hold on to his promise. And as always, stay holy.